Oh, snaps.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, good morning, raw feeders. I am Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our what? It's our business. And we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. Good Monday morning. Guess who we have with us on this Monday morning? The one and only Neely Piazza. What's up, Niels?
Not much. What's up with you?
Wait, I was going to say, what's up, Neil? Not much. Because that's what you say. Hey, I just want to give you this tip before we get started. For those of you who are experiencing, you know, inflation problems, because, I mean, we're all having to pay more money at the pump and you know, getting our hair done and everything. Neely's got a great tip for you.
Well, I don't think it'll work for everybody, though, because I get to do it for free. They wouldn't get to do it for free.
Neely gets her haircut by the dog groomer. It's not like you can shave your head, Neely. What does she just take the scissors and trim it up, or what's up with that?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, but dog groomers, no offense to any cosmetologists out there. I don't know anything about cutting hair, but I know how hard it is to groom a dog.
And
it's pretty hard.
So you think that because somebody can trim around the anus of a dog, that they're qualified to cut the hair on your head?
Oh, 100%. But how long have you known me, Dee Dee? How many times have you seen me without a hat on?
Right. So I don't even know if you have any hair.
Well, it used to be halfway down my back. Now it's just a little bit past my shoulders. So.
So is there any truth to if you wear a hat all the time, you'll go bald?
Apparently not.
Right? Because you wear a hat all the time.
Exactly.
Right? Okay. All right. But that's a good tip. If you're getting your dog groomed and you need your bangs done, just lean over and ask the groomer to go ahead and trim you up. Okay. That's a good tip. Thanks, Niels. Hey, so today, since I've got you here, I want to talk to you about a couple of things that I think can go either way. Kind of controversial, right?
Uh-oh.
Yogurt for dogs. Now, Neely, I'm just not a big fan of yogurt for dogs. I think here's why I don't like it, all right? First of all, I always ask people this. Why are we doing yogurt for dogs? So before I go down my big rant, let me ask you a question. In your consults that you do, and by the way, you can get in touch with Neely via the Learning Center. It says health consults. You can just click on that and work with Neely. But let me ask you a question. When you ask this question, why you're doing yogurt, what are most people doing yogurt for? What's the benefit they're trying to get?
Well, I would assume they're trying to do probiotics, but plain, full fat, whole milk, raw yogurt, I don't know that it's all that bad. I mean, probiotic would be better, but.
If you have a dog that has issues, right?
Now, that's different. That's different. If they have issues, if they have diarrhea, if they're doing this or that, I mean, it will give some dogs diarrhea. So, I mean, yeah. Dairy's not all dogs are okay with dairy. So why push it?
Right. Because the lactose in yogurt can cause trouble, right? So maybe they don't have enough of the digestive enzyme lactase in order to digest it. And therefore they can get gas, constipation, or diarrhea, right? Or they can get nausea in the stomach.
You don't want to go get Dannon fruit in the bottom, extra sugar added, and don't do that. But A good probiotic would be a whole lot better, but I don't really think it's a huge deal one way or the other.
I do. You and I are going to battle it out on that one. I don't like it. The sugar-free also is really detrimental to your dogs, Niels. If people go out there and go, well, Neely said I could do yogurt, and then they do the sugar-free, and you've got the xylitol.
I didn't say sugar-free. I said the regular yogurt with no added sugar, just straight up plain whole milk yogurt, period. Nothing in it but cultured milk. That's all that's in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you guys hear that? But if you have a dog that has digestive issues, if we've got itching, all that stuff, then we need not to do yogurt, right?
Yeah.
I'd be pulling it out. So okay. I just want to read off today. Lovely, lovely customer that is just kind of moving our direction, Niels, just moving into the raw food diet. And so she wanted to know what was the best thing to feed her dog. Well, first, I always like to know, what are you currently doing? Right? What are we currently giving your dog? Because I think that some people don't realize that maybe what they're doing is causing the issues, and their dogs don't really have allergies. They just have these food problems. Okay. This is what was in the food, and the dog was having itchies. Blue buffalo, kibble, carrots, Parmesan cheese, yogurt, and chicken broth.
Yeah, he's probably got more than itchies.
But basically, I said, look, I think we got to take everything out.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
We got to remove all of it. Take it all out and don't put it back in. And then we'll see. Because first of all,
Blue Buffalo is total crap. It's one of the worst kibbles out there.
Yeah, for sure.
And then, what good is Parmesan cheese? The only thing I've ever seen people use Parmesan cheese for is because the dog won't eat the food, so they sprinkle it on top to make them eat it. Carrots are, you don't want to overdo carrots. They're high in sugar, but, they can be included at some point. Putting yogurt on that is not doing anybody any good. There's nothing about that that's any good.
Right. So really, we gotta straighten out this diet. And then if you want to add back in the yogurt and see how your dog does, fine. But again, we got to get the body clean of the sugars first. And kudos to this pet parent, because their vet was recommending things that they were like, I don't think that's a good idea. So let me go the raw way. So that's awesome. So we just got to get all that sugar out of the body. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of yogurt at all. But
I'm not particularly either. But I mean, I don't know. It's not a hill I'm going to die on.
Well, alrighty then. Pasteurization is going to kill the good bacteria. Dogs can be lactose intolerant. It can have added sugars or artificial sweeteners. Okay, so we just need to make sure that you understand that. But if you really are working towards a good probiotic, then get yourself over to our supplement section. Look at Fido's Flora. You could do Love Bugs. That's for cats and dogs. The Immunity, I'm going to bring that one back to Protect. I mean, we've got a lot of great probiotics in the supplement section. Okay. Next question I have for you, Neely, is this. What are the major benefits of a supplement like chaga mushrooms or turkey tail? Now, what we have is the double liquid extract. Okay, so it's in the liquid form.
Well, both of those, I think the biggest thing that they are known for is cancer prevention. But mushrooms are good prebiotics too, and they're good immune modulators. So if you have an overactive immune system or underactive immune system, they help level it all out. There's all kinds of good things in mushrooms.
So if you have a overreactive immune system, that's going to be called autoimmune.
Or allergies, or hot spots, or anything. I mean, overactive just means that it's responding to something that it shouldn't. It doesn't have to be. It can be, but it doesn't have to be autoimmune. So what people don't really seem to understand is the whole confused immune system problem is always vaccine damage.
You're going to have to explain that a little bit more. I say it all the time. Dr. Judy and I say it all the time, but I don't know that people are making that connection. So break it down. Why are vaccines always the cause of this autoimmune system problem?
Well, for one, they're not safe. For two, they don't work. For three, they're toxic. I mean, you're injecting all this crap directly into the bloodstream of the dog. You're forcing the immune system to react before, out of normal order that things would happen. I mean, it's just an immediate attack. Anything the dog has eaten and that's still in its system, it's going to react, be confused about. Anything that was in that vaccine is going to be confused about. I just can't even answer that question. There's like years and years and years and years worth of stuff to go through about that. I couldn't even spit it out, but that's the biggest problem. Anybody that's having any kind of an immune system problem with themselves, with their dog, with their cat, with their horse, whatever, it's vaccine damage. It may be, and it may not even be from that dog. It may be from that dog's ancestors. It's been carried over because it changes the DNA. And I'm not talking about the ones that are going around now that all the talk is about. All vaccines change and are incorporated into that organism's DNA. Therefore, it's passed down to the next generation. So you could have issues that developed from your dog's grandparents. You may not have done anything to your dog specifically, which is why some people can do everything right and their dogs still die early. But just imagine what would have happened if, you know, you hadn't done everything right. That, you know, dog might have lived as long, but it would have been miserable. Tampering with the immune system in a artificial way like that, people just need to start looking at that on their own. Do their own studying about that. Learn about that. You know, there ought to be enough questioning just from society, what society's been through in the last 2 or 3 years, that people should be questioning that anyway, but especially for your dog.
So if we're going to keep our terrain as healthy as possible, you don't have to, you know, give it to us in a nutshell. What do you do to give your dogs the best, and your cats, the best fighting, and your horses, the best fighting chance out there? How do you do that?
Well, avoid as many toxic exposures as possible, which means you want to feed a species appropriate diet. You want to do as much variety as you can. If there's any question about doing one thing one way or another, then err on the side of what's more towards nature. Filtered water, keep them out of pesticide sprayed lawns and parks and things like that. Minimize toxic exposure inside and out, and fill the body with the components that it needs to rebuild its tissues and nourish its tissues. Keep their spirit and their brain occupied and happy. Reduce stress.
Awesome. All right. So that's what we wanted to, you know, just throw your way today. We want to talk about that immune system. We want you guys to get out there and start questioning that, but really start looking at what kind of toxins are healthy for your dogs. Right? We want you to find what type of toxins are healthy for your dog. That's what we want to send our listeners with today. Go out there, find the best healthy toxins. Let's find some healthy toxins and bring them back to us and tell us so that we can spread the good word about healthy toxins. All right. All right, everybody, you want to work with Neely Piazza. She is on our health consults page. You can find her in the Learning Center. Neely can help you get your dog started on a species-appropriate diet, help you figure out what's causing the itchies, what's causing the digestive issues, what's causing you to lose your mind trying to find a food to make your dog comfortable. Neely can help you today. You want to start your dog on a species-appropriate diet? We can help you right here at Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap. Ha ha ha!